Rainforests are generally hot, humid places, and with no water shortage, growth occurs year-round. The trees are evergreen, which means there's no leafless period. All of this results in very high net primary productivity. We're talking that the rainforest can fix carbon on the order of 2,500 kilograms of carbon per hectare per year, even after respiratory losses are accounted for, which is why it can be such an important carbon sink. Only coral reefs come close to this level of productivity per unit area. The tree canopy reaches about 45 meters tall, around 150 feet, with a few large trees to 60 meters. So they aren't the tallest forests in the world. Temperate rainforests and Australian eucalyptus forests are taller, but they are extremely structurally complex. The plants tend to allocate a lot of their energy to above-ground shoots rather than to the roots, producing a high shoot-to-root ratio. Any guesses as to why this is? Well, since there's so much rain, water isn't limiting, but light is. So plants dedicate their energy more to growing tall, to outcompete others for light, rather than to generating additional roots because water is so available. In fact, the excess water that enters the system must leave through an extensive network of streams and rivers, the largest being the Amazon itself. Rainforests are extremely diverse and complex ecosystems, both in terms of their sheer number of species and their interactions, but also in terms of the complexity of life forms and their vertical and horizontal structure. Let's explore what we mean by this complexity.